ओम शांति, ओम शांति,
ओम शांति एंड गुड मॉर्निंग।
गुड मॉर्निंग काका, गुड मॉर्निंग। जब गुड मॉर्निंग बोलते है ना, जब ओम शांति बोलते तो शांत हो जाते हैं।
When you say Om Shanti, you become silent, peaceful, and there's a smile on the face. When you say good morning, you remember that the golden morning is about to come. And the good morning in the golden age will be a golden morning. At the confluence age, we say every morning for us is the diamond morning. It's the morning where we earn an income.
Diamond सबको अच्छा लगता है.
Everyone loves diamonds.
मैंने समझ विषय में कोई ऐसा होगा
जिसको I don't think there's anyone in the world who wouldn't like a diamond.
है कोई?
Is there anyone?
भाई आप लोग.
Anyone sitting here who doesn't like diamonds?
सारे विषय में चारों तरफ भले क्रिश्चियन हो, हिंदू हो, मुसलमान हो,
क्रिश्चियंस, हिंदूज, मुस्लिम्स, डजंट मैटर व्हाट रिलीजन, बट दे ऑल लव डायमंड्स।
क्यों? डायमंड जिसके पास होगा वो समझेंगे तो उनका नशा होगा।
Those who have diamonds would have intoxication. Susan, it's like that, isn't it? You like diamonds?
Mariam,
you love diamonds? Does your mom like them? There's so much pull, so much attraction of the diamonds. No one would want to let go of a diamond if they had one. So Baba's making our lives like a diamond. So who's going to let go of this opportunity?
ऐसे नहीं समझें जैसे कल क्वेश्चन पूछा था।
Yesterday daddy was asked a question।
अब जो पीछे आने वाले हैं ना, सिर्फ ऐसे ही आने वाले हैं, तो संदेश देने वाले या घर जाने वाले पिछाड़ी को संदेश मिलेगा।
The ones who come later are the ones who are just kind of going to get the message, but no, there'll be even those who will be creating a life like a diamond who are still hidden away. They will also emerge and they'll come, and as soon as they come, instantly they'll make the decision of their life and create a wonderful life for themselves. The decision for my life is not in anyone else's hand. It's in my own hands, personally. So it's up to me to create my life, whatever I want, whether like a diamond or like a shell. Here, we're enjoying this wonderful life. Why should we sit and beat our heads with diamonds? No, instead just enjoy this wonderful confluence aged life. Where a life is not like a shell, it's not like a diamond, but it's good. We're not giving sorrow to anyone, we're not taking any sorrow. Baba says, give blessings and take blessings. But it's only when you have such a life that you'll be able to receive blessings. So your life will be created only with blessings. A good life will be created with blessings. Is that right? So daddy wants you to at least nod if you agree. How are you going to receive blessings? With blessings, your life can become very good. On the one side, you receive God the Father's blessings. You have mercy, you have His compassion, His blessings, He's the ocean of mercy. See where He's removed us from. His grace is that He teaches us well. And it's because of that that we experience so much happiness. It's because of His grace, His compassion in teaching us that we've been able to experience so much happiness. And once we experience that, we His blessings are showered upon us. And every day He's giving us this blessing, the bhava, may you be. So it will become, you will become like that. The blessings that you receive from the Father, there's so much strength, so much power in the blessings. It's a different word that Dad is using, but it is blessings. This is a word that Lokic people use quite often. These blessings enable you to move forward, and so the past becomes the past. It's left behind. If I haven't become worthy to receive His blessings, then the past doesn't become the past. It says, though I'm still holding on to the past, I'm not allowing it to be forgotten. Either I'm holding on to the past or the past is holding on to me. It doesn't allow me to move forward. Then there's a question, well, what can I do? How can I do this? Baba's explaining how to do it, and yet they're asking, well, how can I do it? Why is this? Because they're holding on to the past. It's either the past karmic accounts or bondage. The sanskars. It's like we're not working with the fire of yoga to settle the past karmic accounts. Last night in the question and answer session, Dadi was asked the question to describe the seed stage and the volcanic stage. So the seed stage is actually the volcanic stage. How can we have both the stages? In today's Murli, Baba has given this answer. The seed stage is to be able to put a full stop, and the volcanic stage to be able to have such powerful yoga that you're instantly able to put everything right. You're able to draw people's attention to make sure that things are right. People will draw your attention to the volcano, the mountain, from a distance. They'll say, look, that's where the volcanic mountain is. The vibrations from that volcano are very powerful, and you can see the lava bubbling inside. So in the same way, we feel, let me have such powerful yoga that my past karmic accounts become settled, the atmosphere becomes very powerful, and everyone's attention becomes drawn to Baba. It would be so good when everyone's attention is drawn to Baba, but that will only happen when I put a full stop to anything within a second. Even those of the who've been here many years, yes, you've been making effort, but once you understand this, that past is past, yes, you understood it, but you didn't actually do it practically. So whatever happened, it's okay, it's over and done with, but now let the past be the past and become the seed stage. Then you'll receive so much strength, so much power. To make the past the past, means to have wisdom, understanding. If I'm holding on to the past and moving along according to that, then I'm neither following the Father nor are my footsteps on the Father's footsteps. I may have shared this with you already or not, I don't know. But a worthy child would constantly follow the Father in everything in order to give the proof. He has so much love for his father. He follows his father in everything that the father does. I have a very sweet experience of this, of when Baba said, when we were in Karachi, Baba had said, child, see father and follow father. So that moment, that drishti, that time, those words, they've been very useful. Baba caught hold of my hand and said, see father, follow father. Today I'm alive on this basis, just seeing the father and following the father. This is why I'm able to share it with you. So put aside everything else. And if you just have this much wisdom, just to see the Father and follow the Father. That's all you need.
No problem.
Then you'll find there's no problems at all.
See Father.
We saw the Father and He put everything right. Just follow the Father. That is saying all of you are sitting here who are experienced. So now become examples in this. Laura, do you understand this?
Aisa ratna hai hai.
Saratna ben here.
Ben, tumko pehle na apne baju bithao kavita. Ye der se bhi aati hai, piche bhi baithti hai.
She comes late and sits at the back.
Aaj uska birthday hai.
Today is her birthday.
Ya seat dena usko.
So now to give her a seat from the, from today, give her a seat from the at the front. So yes, there has to be some newness. Today is actually Ratnaben's 60th birthday. So there has to be some newness from today. See father and follow father. What does a wife do? She places her footsteps on her husband's. If it's just an engagement that's taken place, then there's danger. And yes, the engagement can be broken any moment. But once the bondage has been tied, the bond has been tied during, at the marriage, then we have to place our footsteps on their footsteps every
day.
So remember that we are residents of Bharat, and so it's the duty of both husband and wife to be faithful to the other. The people of Bharat of the early days, they were really very firm about this, of being faithful to the wives being faithful to the husband. So Baba has actually sown that seed now at the confluence age of being so faithful to the husband and the father. This is why the Shaktis have been remembered. Doesn't matter what time comes, to be able to have that victory over time so that the powers are able to allow you to attain victory. So it's not just that I'm speaking this, but yes, I have experienced it. Time will go by and I'll be able to move along with the powers. I'll be able to go across with the powers. So if someone continues to experience this, then you can't stay without singing Baba's songs, singing praise of Baba. You can't stay without dancing in happiness. Internally, always to have the feeling that I have such a fortune of happiness. Why does she put the tilak on her forehead? Because she's got her husband. She's like got a companion. And so there's that intoxication. They also put the red powder in the center of the forehead. to show that, yes, they're married, they've got their husband. So to have that intoxication, so if I have that power inside of myself, the powers of both of this, being faithful to the husband and being faithful to the father, are separate. Following the father, you continue to follow him at every step and you become like the father. And you feel that, yes, he's creating a very good future for himself because he's following the father at every moment. That he's aware of his future and paying attention to it. And yes, he's got the attention to look after his brothers and sisters and to care for them. So it doesn't matter if the father's there or not, but he's concerned about brothers and sisters, the younger ones. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes it might be just the younger one, but he has so much concern for the whole family and be looking after everyone, means younger in age, but he is still concerned about looking after the whole family. Sometimes the older one would not be so concerned, but the younger one would. He'd be aware that, yes, I have to look after my family and keep it together. And so he is felt to be very sensible. Not someone who's selfish and thinking just for himself, but for the whole family, that he's a server. Shiv Baba also, Brahma Baba too, says, I am a server. Baba said in the Murli yesterday, it's for the sake of service that I had to take this corporeal body. Through the body, you say, Baba, the soul says, Baba, and so Baba also has to take support of the body, even though it's the soul that is speaking. It's the soul that says with the mouth, God is my father. Previously, you would refer to the bodily being saying, this one's my mother, this one's my father, but now you realize this one is my father. That he'd been talking about this all day yesterday, of just the soul saying, that one is my father. This one's got such a fortune of happiness, always remaining happy. I've never ever seen this one unhappy. So why is it that they're able to remain like this? Yesterday Baba gave us all a very powerful dose. If you get even a little bit upset, a little bit angry, then you're not a Brahman. Baba pulled our ears really strongly. I must have read that Murli many times earlier, in the earlier years, but still yesterday it really hit me that Baba said, if you get upset, if you get angry, then you're not a Brahman. But no, he said, let me remain happy and make everyone else happy and content. So we are Brahman souls. I am a Brahman soul. So I can never ever become a warrior. There cannot be that war, that battling going on inside. If there's even a slightest bit of battle inside, then you're not a Brahman. It said Brahman salutations to the Brahman soul who's going to become a deity. So people really salute with their heart the ones who are going to become deities. They don't salute the deities, but the ones who are going to become the deities, which is the Brahmins. Yes, we salute and worship the deities, the idols. Not the deities in the living form, but their statues. In one Murli Baba it said, because you imbibe humility, it's not that you're... When you have that humility, means you're looking down. And so it's not that you have to bow down, but you just face downwards. That is asking if you're getting correct translation. So it's not that you're having to bow down, but when you bow down even slightly, just nod, then it makes it easy for others to bow down also. Sometimes some people say, you're not doing this so well, and you tell them in a critical tone, that tone of criticism, that you're not doing this well, and you show a stern eye, then they won't be able to accept it. But if you say something with that humility, that what you're doing is really not right, then they'll be able to accepted. And so Baba also used to say, if you want to say something, then you should bow down a little bit. Not that you bow down completely, but even just slightly. Because sometimes Baba would say, is it difficult for you to bow down a little bit? And this, not to have that arrogance also of just having your head held high, but also not to have such inferiority that you bow down completely, but to have enough humility. When it's Diwali, New Year, or Eid, what do they do? Everything is new then.
Baba kehte hai, nayi duniya lane ke nimitt ho.
Baba said, you are the instruments to bring the new world.
Tum nayi duniya lane ke nimitt ho. To kya karna hai?
So what do you have to do, being the instruments?
Nayi duniya mein hum kaise honge, wo sanskar bhi dikhai pade.
What sanskars you'll have in the new world should be visible now.
Karma, samandh.
Actions and relationships are connected with sanskars. So is there that newness in me now? Check yourself every day.
Sanskar mein geet acha baja liya, baba hi mera sansar hai.
It's a beautiful song that was played this one. Every vein of the heart is singing, Baba is my world. So a true effort maker would make Baba sit in his sanskars. Are you able to harmonize your sanskars with Baba's sanskars? Yes, Baba is the highest on high. Shri Baba is a resident of Paramdham. Brahma Baba is also one who has the elevated part in the whole cycle. But both Bap and Dada say, you belong to me. So belonging to Bap and Dada. So yes, we've had the Muralis of Sakar Baba. And sometimes Avyakt Baba also says, some say it's easy for me to remember the incorporeal Shiv Baba, but the things of Brahma Baba I get confused with. And it's fine for me to just have a connection with Shiv Baba. Brahma Baba also says, just remember the incorporeal one. And so I become a little bit confused. So I just want to remember Shiv Baba. In the early days when I was in Punjab, someone used to say, I really enjoy yoga and so I want to come and have yoga, but it's okay if I don't listen to the murli, isn't it? Because I'm not able to have such yoga at my home. I can't have such yoga in the garden or the park. But yes, I'm able to enjoy having yoga here at the center, but I get confused with the murli. I can't imbibe all of those things, so please forgive me. But I just want to come and have yoga and not listen to the murli. But Shiv Baba is explaining through the mouth of Brahma, and your intellect opens with that, your intellect becomes clean with that, the line becomes clear. So until you understand all of this, it's like you can't understand. One of the questions yesterday was, how can you recognize, what is the karma with which to recognize Shiv Baba? That was the question. So how can you understand that you've recognized Shiv Baba? You can only recognize him through Brahma. You can't recognize him directly. It's only when you get his introduction, you can't say, yes, I've seen the one up above. That's cheating, because it is through the one he has entered that you're able to know him. He's explained to us through the mouth and has shown us through his drishti. Through drishti you're able to experience, but through the explanation he gives you're able to understand who he is, what he's like, know everything about him. There's so many things that people have heard of God, that He's beyond name and form, that He's omnipresent, that God is in me and you. And so all these confusing things, you're able to forget them only when He comes and explains to you. They think, yes, I've understood that God lives up above in Paramdhan. I know His name is Shiva. I know He's a point of light, and that's all. That's all I need to have yoga. But no, you can't have yoga just with that much. Until you have heard everything about the Creator and the creation, until you've understood the knowledge that He gives us of the Creator and the creation through Brahma, you can't have yoga with Him. If you don't have the knowledge of the whole cycle in your intellect, you can't have yoga. So you need this mace of knowledge, means this enlightenment of knowledge. These words are not used in today's world so much, but in the early days, we used to say, this one really has this enlightenment of knowledge and yoga in him. Means he has the power of the experience of knowledge and yoga in him. This is the mace. And with this, to have the cycle in your intellect also, the discus of self-realization. If there's the slightest bit of looking at others, thinking about others, means pardarshan, then you won't be able to remember Shibaba, you won't be able to spin the discus. The discus only spins clockwise, it can't spin anti-clockwise. And so you're remembering, you've gone round the cycle and then Baba have come and I'm sitting with you. The drill that Baba performs is just that, going through the cycle. When you're looking at others, then the cycle spins in such a at such a fast speed and... But no, let me become free from looking at others, then my head will be cool, my face will be cheerful. What's the proof? My face, my activity, all of this reveals how much I've understood. To say that I've understood knowledge means you now understand who you are and what you have to do. From the time that I became Baba's child, whilst I'm sitting in this body, we said to Baba, Baba, it would be good that the soul can stay in this body at the confluence age for as long as it can. It would be so good to just be listening to Baba directly to understand it and bring it into our lives. Yes, if you leave your body, you may take birth in a good family, but still, the pleasure that you get of listening, understanding and putting into your life now, you won't get that in the new life. Yes, children go from here, they take another birth, and they take another birth, and yes, they may come to Baba again also, but they won't have the same pleasure as they would have in the first Brahman birth with Baba. So this is an alaukik life, the Brahman life. I don't think that you feel so much value of this life. Pay attention to yourselves very well. This Brahman birth of mine, out of the 84 births, it's the most elevated birth. It's the birth in which God Himself has made me His child. He's made me His child, and in the form of the teacher, He's making me sensible and is transforming me completely into something else from what I was before. By giving us Srimad, He's making us into elevated souls. And so the value of this birth, the more value I place on this birth, the more I'm said to have the fortune of happiness, to be fortunate. And then the sound that emerges is, what can I say in words?
खुशी इतनी है,
but there's just so much happiness that you experience.
वो खुशी का खजाना,
the treasure of happiness that you have,
संपन्न बना दिया है.
It's like Baba has made you full with that.
खजाना है हमारे पास खुशी.
We have the treasure store of happiness.
ऐसे अपन को ऊपर ऊपर से नहीं, अंदर से खुशी इतनी है.
Not just superficially, but inside I have so much happiness.
सामने होती है खुशी से.
Whatever comes in front of you, you do that with happiness.
मेरी खींचती छीनती नहीं है, वो बेचारी खुशी से चली जाती है.
And then the situations that come in front of you, it doesn't take away your happiness, but because of your happiness, the situations are able to go away. Doesn't matter what situation has come, whether through the mind, body, wealth, relationships, the atmosphere of the world, none of that was able to take away my happiness, but seeing me happy, those things went away.
हमारा जो हम बाबा के बच्चों का माना, हमारे बच्चों बाबा के बच्चों का,
so Baba's children who have this experience, not just 100 children, not just 1,000 children, but hundreds of thousands of children, the experience of all of them like this, of the happiness, this will bring about transformation in the world. And this is a guarantee. Time is bringing the transformation of the world. Baba has come for this purpose to change the world so that sorrow and peacelessness finish. But in that he has made us his companions, so that if we transform ourselves, the world can be transformed. So this is the condition that Baba is placing on us. He's come to do his work, but the condition is you have to do it. Baba saying, you are the ones who have to rule the kingdom. I'm not going to do that. So you have to transform the world and then give the kingdom.
तुम कहते, बाबा कहते तुम खुद परिवर्तन में आओ.
बाबा says, don't worry about how the world will change, but you change yourself and seeing your change and the feeling that yes, others can be transformed.
वो तुमको राज्य करने में काम आएंगे.
Helping others, and this creates an elevated reward for yourself, and this will help you to rule the kingdom.
बाबा ने जवाबदारी हमारे को दी है.
So Baba has given us the responsibility to perform this elevated action of transformation. Not to think, not to worry about what's going to happen, how is it going to happen, how are the palaces going to be built in the golden age. Those who are going to build them will know that. You just come, be prepared to come and stay in the palace. We used to joke with Baba, the service that someone's doing now, is it that they'll be doing the same service in the golden age? And Baba said, why would they do the same service there? If you're talking about giving donation, who are you going to give donation to? However much you have, you use that in a worthwhile way. There's no question of donating, because not only yourself but everyone will have so much wealth and that you won't be lacking anything for the whole cycle, and your body will be completely free from disease. Don't think, well, at this time this body is like this, it's causing so much problems, but no, it's settling of accounts. And Baba has really taught us from the example of Dadiji. Dadiji is not aware of what's wrong with her at all, or what was wrong with her. Doctors would say it's this and that and this and that, and Dadi is totally beyond. She's just constantly smiling. So a patient should be like that. So Baba is teaching us patience through that his example.
और भी बाबा ने कहा था, हमको याद है, बच्चे कभी नहीं समझना कौन सा कर्म भोग है.
And Baba said, don't ever think, well, what kind of karmic suffering is this? When you think in this way, then yes, there will be suffering. But what, no matter what is happening to the body, just stay in yoga and the karmic accounts will be settled and the body will become fine. It's just that karmic accounts have come to give you the experience of the power of yoga. But know that yes, our previous births, our next births, sorry, our past births, don't think, well, what would my past birth have been like if I'm like this now? If you were greater sinners than what you are now, then you wouldn't be sitting here. But the fact that you are sitting here means that your previous births were still good. So this is the last birth for transformation. This is a condition that seeing the conditions of the world and having taken birth through vice. Yes, there's the influence of the time, there's the influence of Ravan. Ravan has suppressed us all. There's been a very strong influence of body consciousness.
Which,
and because of all of this, we've needed to make the effort of becoming soul conscious. Other people don't even know what the stage of soul consciousness is. But our eyes have opened of what the soul conscious stage is, what it means to be soul conscious, what it means to be body conscious. And so a true effort maker would be constantly making effort to be soul conscious. So Baba is saying that effort doesn't need to be laborious, but let it be easy and easy, honest and intense. Means with attention, continue to let go of body consciousness and continue to make yourself soul conscious. So yes, we have to make this effort. Ravan has made us make many mistakes by making us body conscious. We've not become so impure, but yes, we have committed sin. When we became separated from the Father, then we started committing sin. But now, it's such great fortune that we've become Babas now and we're with Baba. From the corporate, we became separated from God. Someone had written a question saying that the dark images of black stone that they make, they said that these kind of statues would be created in the copper age, wouldn't they? In the iron age. In the copper age, you wouldn't have had images of black stone. They wouldn't have created such images in the copper age. In the copper age would have been of gold and diamonds. The first shivling that was created would have been of diamonds. And then there would have been of gold. So Baba's children are so clever that someone was thinking like this. And so when we do bhakti, when we begin bhakti, the examples are there from that time until today. So they'd build a temple higher, much more better, much better, much beautiful than their palaces. The temple would be higher than their palace. But and even in this last birth, they'll build a better temple than their own home because they have that much regard for the statues, the deities in there. So that anyone who comes to the temple, the people who build the temples, they're so good. There's so much praise of Birla who built the Lakshmi Narayan temple. Building that temple, people who visit Delhi especially go to see that temple. Those who build the temples are separate. Those who are trustees of the temple are separate. Those who are the people looking after the temple, the trustees are the ones looking after the paperwork, but the one looking after the temple physically, that's a separate one. And then he also has others under him who helps look after the temple. They're separate people also. that is talking about temple in Mathura, I think. And Daddy wasn't aware of this, but saying that you have to visit this temple. Daddy had gone to that place there and said, you have to go to the temple. And there were two at the entrance of the... No, sorry, these were live elephants. They were standing just at the front of the temple with the garlands on their trunk to garland. And the king who had built the temple, he was also there. And the worshipper, the priest who's looking after, he took us in there. There was a huge crowd there because actually they don't allow... It's only specific times that they allow people to go, but this time they said they would take Daddy there alone and said they had said no to everyone else. So it's such a beautiful temple, and the idol that they have, the statue of Meenakshi, a goddess, she's got a parrot on her shoulder, and that was a memorial of something. So then the king who had built the temple, he invited me to his home. The sisters had taken an appointment for Daddy to meet that king. But even better than the palace that he lived in, the temple was beautiful. Dilwala is a temple of its own style, but this Meenakshi temple, that's the place where Daddy went, is a temple totally different, very beautiful. So just to have that intoxication of what Baba is making us, just be a parrot and speak what the Master teaches you. Become a messenger of peace. A pigeon, a parrot, and a puppet. Three P's. Sometimes you say, well, I don't need to go there. Some children, they need the pigeons, no parrots, no puppets. A pigeon is fed by others, doesn't ask for anything, and the pigeons all eat everything together. You won't find one pigeon anywhere. Here by Dolly's Hill, the corner there, they also have the corner for the pigeons. They all eat together there. Some people go and put grains there, and they'll go and deliver the message and come back. They say, how can we do world service? Well, remain peaceful and you'll be able to do service. If you don't remain peaceful, quiet, that is saying, yes, I know I'm going beyond time, but don't mind just a little bit more. Don't be a crow that's constantly crowing. I think it's crowing. So to remain peaceful and give the message of peace, be a parrot and speak accurately what the Master teaches you. Om Shanti, yes, become Om Shanti. We have to go home. Yes, Baba, we're ready to go home. And Baba says, sit here, and you're ready to sit there. Today Daddy has the thought of reading the Murli to the English class here. So Daddy will read the Murli and you listen to the Murli on the headphones. Is that okay for the English people? Those who got the translation, do you feel it's okay that we listen to the Murli here? Just like we do in Madhuban, to give the feeling of Madhuban. Daddy has been thinking of the benefits of the headphones. Yesterday also she was saying, make a haul of 500 and then there'll be time saved when you don't have to have simultaneous translation without the headphones. So now Bhog will be offered and after that we'll remain here for the Murli.
गीता क्या कर रही है तुम यहां बैठो और देख रहे हो
to Shefrin Book, or does she want him to speak?
थोड़ा बीच में करो
दादी रत्न को ओम शांति। फ्यू डेज बैक इन द मुरली बाबा हैड सेड दैट वी शुड नॉट थैंक हिम एंड ही इज ओनली डूइंग हिज ड्यूटी बाय कमिंग एंड गिविंग अस नॉलेज एंड टेकिंग अस बैक होम. But how can we not thank him? All I can say is, every time I sit in remembrance of Baba, all I can say is thank you, Baba, for having found me, for giving me this wonderful part in the drama, and for making me part of this beautiful Brahmin family. I always feel very, very fortunate that I get blessings from Dadi and from all of you all the time. And I can only say, Wah Baba, Wah Drama, Wah my part. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Today is Ratna's 60th birthday. So my privilege also to sit here. Not my 60th, that happened a few years ago. It has been my experience recently, what Dadi was sharing this morning, that the situation passes, but the power, the Shakti, takes us forward. And I have come to know what it means to have a right on Baba. But I have also been fortunate to have a right on Dadi. And it is a great gift to be able to catch signals from both. To be able to take Dadi's signal, one has to also be open. And I was churning this whole aspect of openness. I used to think that a good relationship with the self brought peace. But as every year our gyan and our intellect gets more refined, I understand now that a good relationship with the self brings openness. And that is why constantly we have to take the mic away from Dadi. because whatever is in Dadi's mind touches her heart because they work together. And that is why she wants to share that constantly. So, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I wasn't expecting this, so I'm not quite prepared what to share. But one thing Dadi said just now really touched my heart. She said that as a Brahmin, we don't value our lives. And I was just thinking, okay, yes, that's, you know, I just take it for granted. And I just move along. And Dadi has so many hopes for me, but I always keep a stand back. But hopefully, Dadi, I hope I do move forward. And thank you.
Om Shanti. बाबा ने मुझे बहुत अच्छा चांस दिया जो हम गुब्बिया गए थे वहाँ अथक सेवा की लेकिन मुझे लगा कि रियली ये बाबा की कमाल है क्योंकि हमने 5 दिन विदाउट रेस्ट इतनी किचन में इतनी सेवा की सब मिलकर पांचों मिलकर लेकिन रियली बाबा के कमाल के जब भी हम वापस आए तो बिल्कुल थकावट नहीं थी और ये जो दादी ने यहाँ लंदन में जो ट्रेनिंग दी है वो हमको वहाँ बहुत काम में आई ओम शांति
वो तो अच्छा थका अभी क्या करने का ये बोलो इसलिए बुलाया
अच्छा बाबा ने जो अभी लास्ट मोली में कहा है कि 8 बारी बाबा को याद करना है तो मैं रोज ये प्रैक्टिस करती हूँ कि जितना हो सके इतना बाबा की दूसरे सीजन आवे तब तक मैं ये मेरी प्रैक्टिस चालू रहे और बाबा जो कहे वो मुझे करना है
दुआएं लेना है
दुआएं देना है
अच्छा ये करना है अभी
कर रही हूँ दादी मैं कर रही ओम शांति
चमकते सितारे